Shkach, good morning, all. So we know that at the beginning of Elul, which is coming up pretty soon in the next couple of weeks, so at the beginning of Elul, we as Ashkenazim have two typical customs that we partake upon ourselves we do throughout the entirety of the month. And the first, of course, is the blowing of the shofar. Starting from the second day of Rosh Chodesh, meaning the first of Elul, we begin blowing the shofar. And the reason why, the explanation that's given, while there are many, is that there is a verse in the book of Amos that tells us that it's impossible to hear the shofar, to hear the blasts of the shofar, and not start to tremble, not start to shake a little bit. And therefore, as a result, we blow it starting from the beginning of Elul throughout the entirety of the month to help us get in that mood, in that mode of teshuvah, of repentance. And so that's why we blow the shofar throughout the entirety of the month. The only day that we don't blow the shofar is, of course, the day before Rosh Hashanah, because we want to be able to differentiate between the actual true shofar blast of the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which we have a Torah obligation to do, and then the custom that we have to blow throughout the entirety of the month to show the difference. We don't blow the day before Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the other custom that we have is to say Psalm 27, this the Psalm of LeDavid, Hashem is more, that there is this idea that Hashem is always with us, and so that's what this Psalm is representative of, and the commentaries explain that if you go through the early verses in this Psalm, there are many textual allusions to the holiday season itself. In particular, we know that the words Hashem Ori, of course, in the opening line of the verses, means Hashem is my light. The commentaries, the Medrash explains to us that this is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. The Yishi, another word in the beginning of the paragraph, that Hashem is my salvation. That's a reference to Yom Kippur. And then finally, Ki Yitzpaneni, that Hashem is like my shade. He oversees and watches me. That is a reference to Sukkot. And so that's why we say the paragraph of LeDavid Hashem Mizmor. Two additional laws that we have during this time period. The first is that there is this idea that we should increase in our recitation of psalms as much as possible. So some synagogues have the custom to actually say additional psalms throughout the entirety of the month of Elul. And then finally, I think this is an interesting halacha, and that is that we're told that every single time a person greets or writes a letter to their fellow person during the entire month of Elul, you should specifically sign it with the greeting of, I hope that you are written, inscribed, and sealed in the book of life for this year. In other words, that is to say that although you might think that that is a nicety that we do, that we say Ksiva v'chasima tova, that you should be written, inscribed, and sealed in the book of life, that's the typical greeting throughout the high holiday season, it's not just a nice thing to do, it's actually, in a sense, a halacha, that we should make sure that we are considering and thinking about all of our friends, that we should care that everyone is in that mood, in that mindset, and that we should want everyone, hopefully, to be written, inscribed, and sealed in the book of life for the coming year. And so that's a relevant and important halacha that we should be aware of, not just a nice custom, but really probably in some level of an obligation to do that, to greet our fellow man. We will